saving money on everything now at Menards. Create fresher, cleaner air with damp-rid products. Control the humidity in your space with a hanging bag moisture absorber. They're great for closets and laundry rooms. Grab a 3-pack on sale through September 8th. Save big on damp-rid moisture absorbers at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
And now, without further ado, let's begin.
Michael Richardson, a 38-year-old travel writer known for his adventurous spirit, set off on a journey to explore the lesser-known roads of the countryside. His goal was to discover hidden gems and write about them for his travel blog. Michael, with his easygoing demeanor and insatiable curiosity, loved nothing more than uncovering the secrets of forgotten places. One late afternoon, as he drove through a particularly remote area, Michael stumbled upon a narrow, unmarked road veering off into the woods. Intrigued by the prospect of an undiscovered location, he decided to follow it. The road wound through dense forests and overgrown fields before opening up to reveal a small, quaint town that seemed untouched by time. The town, which had no name on any map Michael had, was eerily silent. The architecture was of a bygone era, and there was no sign of modern technology. Curious, Michael parked his car and began exploring, his camera in hand. As he walked the empty streets, he felt a growing sense of unease. The town was deserted, yet it appeared as if life had suddenly stopped. Doors were ajar, meals were left unfinished on tables, and a layer of dust covered everything. Michael tried to leave, intending to report his find to the authorities, but each road out of town inexplicably led him back to the town center. The town, it seemed, was a labyrinth, keeping him trapped. Night fell, and with it came a chilling transformation. The town awoke, but not as Michael hoped. Shadows moved in the corners of his eyes, and faint whispers echoed through the streets. The air grew colder, and a dense fog enveloped the town. In one of the houses, Michael found a diary belonging to a resident. The entries spoke of a curse that befell the town, trapping its inhabitants in a timeless loop. The last entry was a plea for help, a warning about the night. As Michael read, he heard footsteps outside. Peering through the window, he saw ghostly figures roaming the streets, the town's former residents, now spectral and lost. They seemed to be searching for something, their eyes hollow and desperate. Realizing he needed to break the curse to escape, Michael searched for clues in the diary. It mentioned an old clock tower at the heart of the town, the source of the curse. He made his way to the tower, the spirits following him, their whispers growing louder. Inside the tower, Michael found an ancient clock, its hands frozen at midnight. The diary indicated that the clock needed to be wound to release the town from its curse. As he wound the clock, the spirits converged on the tower, their forms becoming more menacing, their whispers turning into screams. In the story's terrifying climax, as the clock's hands moved, a blinding light filled the town. The spirit's screams reached a crescendo, and the ground shook. Michael felt a searing pain as the light engulfed him, the spirits swarming around him. When the light receded, the town was gone, replaced by an empty clearing in the woods. Michael was never seen again. His car was found abandoned at the side of the road. In the small, rural community of Eden Valley, Jack Harper, a 40-year-old local mechanic known for his late-night drives to clear his mind, set off on his usual route along the old forest road. Jack, a stoic man with a rugged exterior honed by years of physical labor, was a familiar sight in his old pickup truck, driving through the night. On this particular night, under a blanket of stars, Jack's peaceful drive was interrupted by a startling sight. A shadowy figure appeared in the middle of the road, causing him to swerve sharply and come to a skidding halt. Heart pounding, Jack peered into the darkness, but the figure had vanished. Dismissing it as a trick of the light or perhaps a deer, Jack continued his journey. But a few miles down the road, the figure reappeared, this time closer, its features more distinct but still shrouded in darkness. Again, Jack swerved, his mind racing to make sense of the apparitions. The encounters grew more frequent and more disturbing. Each time the figure appeared, it became more aggressive, lunging towards the truck as if to attack, then disappearing just as quickly. Its form was human-like but grotesquely twisted, with elongated limbs and a gaunt, faceless head. Panic set in as Jack realized he was being pursued by this entity. He pushed the truck faster, the engine roaring through the silent night. The forest road, once a source of solace, now felt like a menacing trap. In a desperate attempt to escape, Jack took a sharp turn onto a less traveled path. The figure followed, its movements unnaturally swift and jerky. The dense trees cast deep shadows across the road, creating a disorienting, almost hallucinatory effect. As Jack's fear escalated, the figure began to appear inside the truck. It would materialize in the passenger seat, just within the corner of his eye, then vanish when he turned to look. Its presence was suffocating, filling the truck with a cold, oppressive air. In a final terrifying encounter, Jack saw the figure standing in the road ahead, its arms outstretched as if to block his passage. He slammed on the brakes, but it was too late. The truck collided with the figure, but instead of an impact, it dissipated into a cloud of dark mist that enveloped the vehicle. In the story's harrowing climax, the mist seeped into the truck, the shadows twisting and writhing around Jack. He heard whispers, dozens of voices speaking in unison, their words indecipherable but filled with malice. Jack's screams were drowned out by the cacophony of whispers as the shadows converged on him. The last thing he saw was the figure's face materializing in the mist, its features a nightmare of contorted, inhuman expressions. The following morning, Jack's truck was found abandoned on the forest road, the doors wide open, the interior covered in frost. Jack Harper was nowhere to be found, his fate a mystery that would haunt Eden Valley for years to come. In the sprawling city of Harrogate, Emily Clark, a 33-year-old late-night radio DJ known for her soothing voice and love of eerie tales, finished her shift at the radio station. Emily, with her sharp wit and an open mind to the supernatural, often drove through the city's empty streets to unwind after work. This particular night, as Emily navigated the quiet, dimly lit streets of Harrogate, she felt a strange unease. The city, usually familiar and comforting in its nocturnal stillness, felt different. The shadows seemed deeper, and a sense of anticipation hung in the air. As she drove, Emily heard a faint rustling sound from the back seat of her car. Thinking she had left some papers there, she paid it little mind. But the rustling grew louder, accompanied by a soft, indistinct whispering. A cold breeze wafted through the car, though all the windows were closed. Unsettled, Emily pulled over and checked the back seat, but it was empty. Shrugging off the feeling, she resumed driving, attributing the experience to her tired mind. However, the strange occurrences continued. Objects in her car moved seemingly on their own, her water bottle rolling to the front, her sunglasses shifting position. The car's temperature fluctuated inexplicably, and the radio flickered between stations, settling on static. Emily's unease grew into fear when she glimpsed a shadowy figure in her rearview mirror. It was a fleeting image, the outline of a person sitting in the back seat, gone when she looked again. Her heart raced. She knew she was not alone in the car. The unseen passenger made its presence increasingly known. The whispers became more coherent, murmuring her name, and the sensation of being watched was constant. Emily felt a growing dread, realizing that whatever was in her car with her was not benevolent. In a bid to understand her situation, Emily remembered a story she had discussed on her show, a tale of a phantom hitchhiker who haunted the very road she was on, seeking a ride to an unknown destination. Determined to rid herself of this entity, Emily spoke to it, asking what it wanted. In response, the car filled with a deep, resonant voice that seemed to come from all around her, demanding to be taken to where it began. Driven by a mixture of fear and a desire to end this nightmare, Emily followed the entity's whispered directions, leading her to an old, abandoned part of Harrogate, far from the city's lights. As she reached a decrepit, forgotten street, the car came to a sudden, uncontrolled stop. The doors locked, trapping Emily inside. The temperature plummeted, her breath visible in the air. The backseat shadows coalesced into a more defined figure, a gaunt, spectral form with hollow eyes fixated on her. In the story's terrifying climax, the entity revealed its true nature, a lost soul, tormented and vengeful, seeking retribution for a past wrong. It reached for Emily, its touch icy and suffocating, pulling her into its world of shadows and despair. The next morning, Emily's car was found abandoned, the doors wide open, the interior cold as ice. Emily Clark was nowhere to be found, her fate a chilling mystery that would haunt the streets of Harrogate.
Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you found this exploration as enthralling as we did, please like, share, and subscribe.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.